Ready for a healthier you? It's time for Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B.
Welcome to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Vallon, chiropractic physician, and with me is my co-host, Brenda B.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to our show, Gulf Coast Nutrition Radio. You know, you probably hear the word hormones tossed around a lot, and maybe you've even claimed your significant other to be hormonal. I know I have. Sorry. But do you really know what hormones are and why they are so essential to the proper function of the body? And what about sex hormones, those that make men and women so different? Today, we're going to be speaking with Dr. Erica Bradshaw, the integrative medical doctor in the area in Brandon and Tarpon Springs. We've had her on the show before. We welcome her back. We're going to talk to her about hormones and the differences and similarities between our sex hormones. Welcome back, Dr. Bradshaw.
Thanks for having me back. Round two, huh?
Yeah, round two. And we have you in the studio, which is awesome. I like having you in the studio. That face-to-face contact is, I think, better than sometimes just on the phone.
Yeah, I like studios.
So we want to talk today a little bit about hormones. And I know our show goes really quick and we've got so much information to put into this show. So we'll see if we can get it all. But so let's start with just a basic explanation of, you know, what the hormone is and why they're so important.
Well, a hormone is basically a chemical messenger that's secreted by different organs in the body, by different glands, let's say, in the body, such as, say, the pituitary, the adrenals, the thyroid, the ovaries, pancreas, the testes, the pineal gland, the kidneys. They basically keep us alive. They keep the blood pressure up. They keep the libido on. They help us sleep at night. They keep our bones working. What can I say? Many different things.
I think there's like 61 or more hormones in the human body.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Things like insulin's a hormone.
Yep.
I know we talk about human growth hormone.
Mm-hmm.
With the CCK, cholecystokinin, which it has to do with the appetite. So there's a lot of different hormones and what they do. But I know that one of the things that you specialize at your clinic is certainly helping people with our sex hormones.
Mm-hmm. We do that.
And that's going to be, of course, the estrogen and testosterone and progesterone and all of those hormones, the things that make us so different from men, us women. And, you know, and there's a lot of similarities, like I said, which was one thing I want to talk about during the show is that, you know, the hormones, let's get into that with like estrogen. You know, I mean, most women know they need estrogen.
Yeah, but that's not the only hormone in the body, even with men and women. Men have estrogen, women have estrogen, men have testosterone, women have testosterone, men have progesterone, women have progesterone. We have all the same hormones, except in minuter amounts in women compared to men.
Right. So, and that's one thing that we get with people coming in the store. I mean, like I said, women will know that they're supposed to have estrogen, but men don't know that they actually have estrogen in their body.
Yeah. And men and women could get other estrogens from the environment. I think we talked about a little bit about that on the last show, that sometimes the foods that we eat have estrogen-like substances in them. Some can be good, like phytoestrogens, and some might not be so good, like hormones in the meat and the dairy products, for example.
Oh, those endocrine disruptors,
yes.
Where they act like a synthetic type estrogen in your body, and they actually cause harm, not good.
Yeah, they contribute to cancers and things like that.
Well, that's not good. Now, what all does estrogen do? I mean, I know that there's three types of estrogen in the human body, and men also have the three types, right?
Yeah, but women postmenopausally produce a certain estrogen called estrone, which is converted from estradiol. So there's only 10 to 29% in the body. And unfortunately, when someone goes into menopause, if they don't have their hormones, you know, given to them, you know, by a bioidentical doctor or something of that nature, they might get obesity, and that will just make them more and more obese. that estrone in the fat tissue will perpetuate itself.
Because it's stored in the fat.
Yeah, it's stored in the fat, and it'll just make
you fatter. So your body, if you have more of it, your body will produce more fat cells in order to store it.
Yeah, so
what you're saying.
Yeah, so a hormone balance with, say, progesterone, for example, will kind of dampen that estrogen. But the estradiol is a more potent hormone, and it's made by the ovaries. It's the main estrogen in the reproductive years. So it helps with people who are having hot flashes and genitourinary symptoms. It protects against osteoporosis and actually protects against cardiovascular disease.
So that's why it's so important for us as we women, as we get low in estrogen, when you test and you get low in estrogen, it has a very protective factor in the body. So it's important to keep that at the normal levels.
Yeah, and there's one more estrogen that is the least potent of all of them. It's called estriol. And however, 60 to 80% of the female body has estriol. And it actually protects against breast cancer, interestingly enough.
Oh, see, you know, some women will think that they shouldn't be taking certain estrogens because they may get breast cancer. Now, I know we have estrogen receptors in the breast,
mm-hmm.
correct? But because of if you take in too much of those endocrine disruptors, those bad estrogens, then that can be a factor in the breast cancer, right?
Yeah, I would say that if a woman is a vegetarian and those kind of women have a higher amount of estriol, that kind of estrogen will already be in the receptors, so the receptors won't be available for the garbage estrogens.
Oh, that's a good way of putting it, the good estrogens and the garbage estrogens.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what I try to explain to women, too, that actually this will help fill those receptor sites within the breast tissue so that can actually be a protective factor. So that's interesting. Now, you know, men with the estrogen, they actually have some estrogen in there, but some men can get too high in estrogen.
Yeah, this is true. As the testosterone begins to decline as they get older or have adrenal stress, there will be evidence of estrogen dominance. And this could mean that the male breast becomes enlarged. You've seen some of these men out there, or they start having hot flashes. You might go out to dinner with friends and see that your friend is sweating beads on his forehead, and nobody ever mentions that men are having hot flashes. It's quite strange to me. I never say anything to them, but I know what's happening to them.
So they have too much estrogen in the body.
Most likely. However, I must say that some of the conferences that I go to, they've actually discussed the possibility of treating men with a little bit of estrogen, although I personally have not done that at this point. But it's definitely in the making right now.
Because more likely than not is a man, as he ages, he gets too high in the estrogen, because you will see that figure on men quite frequently.
Mm-hmm.
I know it also, if you have high levels of estrogen, you can have a lower sperm count. I mean, it can cause problems with infertility.
I wouldn't be surprised.
So, and of course, low levels in women, like you said, hot flashes, night sweats, all of those things that we're so familiar with, the loss of libido and higher risk of heart disease because it has such a protective factor in the body. What about now testosterone? I mean, men, again, just like women know so much about estrogen, men know so much about testosterone, and that, of course, they're supposed to have a certain level of testosterone, and if it's low, then, you know, they could have a decrease in libido and those type of things and less muscle mass, and that's part of what testosterone does. But what about women? Women have testosterone.
Yeah, testosterone is very good for the bones, and I believe the brain has something to do with testosterone, decision-making capacity. You know how men shop? They go to the store, they go to the rack, and they just pull off, say it's a blue shirt, they just take it up to the front, and a woman has to think, you know, emotionally about these things. Is it going to go with this? Who's going to see it? How much does it cost? Decision-making capacity is a little lacking in women, so...
And that
might help.
That's because of low testosterone?
I think that might have something, some aspect to do with it, along with the other hormones.
See that? It's not my fault. But now I know that, you know, I have met two women, before we go to break, I have met two women that have an abnormally high amount of testosterone in their blood work. Now, what could be the factor there?
That's not uncommon. They could have polycystic ovarian disease, especially if you see a little beard growing on their chin.
Ah.
And if they're a little bit obese, that might be related to elevated blood sugar in the body or insulin resistance. Or their adrenals could be very taxed, and the adrenal glands put out testosterone. So it could be from something of that nature, that they're very stressed.
So it's something they should get checked out if they end up with a high testosterone level in the blood work.
Yeah, they might need an ultrasound of the pelvis to evaluate the ovaries, if there are cysts or not.
And for those of you out there who are interested in getting in touch with Dr. Bradshaw, let me throw the phone number out there to you, 813-810-1688, 813-810-1688. You can also go online, type in drericabradshaw.com, bring up her website, and you'll get all the information you need. We're going to run off for a quick minute, and then when we come back, we'll cover more with Dr. Bradshaw. You are listening to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B.